The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome, folks, to a brand new week of What's On Your Mind, with just 3 weeks from tomorrow to go till Election Day. We're here to be your resource, get you the information you need, and find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A special closed-circuit message to any veteran that is offended by Congressman Kevin Cramer's ad to call this program today. I can't find one. I guess George Sinner found one. So maybe that individual will call in, because I heard radio ad with a veteran who is quite critical of Congressman Cramer for the television ad that I can't find a veteran that's upset about. I don't know if I told the story. We were in Wishart last week. And there were a lot of veterans there, and Congressman Cramer was there, and I was observing the dialogue between Congressman Cramer and the folks as they would come in. And veterans were going out of their way to say, I'm a veteran, by the way, I love that ad, put it back up. And judging by the front cover of today's Bismarck Tribune that says, poll Cramer leading by 19 points, a subheadline, other polling shows similar lead over Sinner, I guess it's not working. But here's a question I have for you. I know it's a silly season. I know that we are just 3 weeks away from an election tomorrow, and it does get silly. It does. It gets it gets to be noise at some point, and I'm not real fond of it, to tell you the truth. We cover it because you've asked us to cover it. You want to make sure that you know the issues backwards and forwards, and we're there for you. But, you know, it becomes so petty and childish and juvenile, I don't know. It gets a little irritating. So here's the question that I have in the silly season. George Sinner's campaign is fueling outrage over Congressman Kevin Cramer's veterans ad, right? And now the response to the ad is to find a veteran and put him in an ad and talk about how outraged he is. So the allegation from a veteran, if you can find them, that's outraged, I guess the Sinner campaign managed to find one. And I'd open an invitation for this individual that's in that ad to come on this program at any time, and anybody else, any veteran. In fact, we did our own little What's on Your Mind poll the day the story broke, did it for 2 days, said veterans go to the front of the line because, obviously some people are suggesting that's very bad and you're offended, are you? Couldn't find one. I think we had one email from not a veteran, but it was a family member that was upset, and somebody else that disagreed, but couldn't find a veteran. Now, the Sinner campaign managed to find one and put him in an ad, critical of another ad using veterans for political purposes. Is anybody else scratching their head over this? Well, wait a minute. Isn't that the very thing? I guess the difference is photo images. Mind you, George Sinner's done the very same thing, and actually there were, things up on their webpage moments after that were later then taken down of him at a Veterans Memorial doing a campaign event. This is the stuff that gives politics a bad name in my mind. And obviously, judging by the polls with a mind-blowing 19-point lead over George Sinner, who really is Pam Gullison Jr. so far in the fundraising and poll department, that was Kevin Cramer's opponent last go around when he was, was seeking that spot. Now he's an incumbent. So anyway, that's my take. I also am having difficulty finding anybody that's planning on voting for Measure 5. If you're planning on Measure 5, we'll put you at the front of the line today too. We want to hear from you. They don't call this program. We've got a few people sort of questioning which way they're going to go, want more information, but nobody's saying, hey, I'm all for this thing. I still can't figure out why Ryan Taylor can't unequivocally say this is a bad idea. I'm voting no, I don't like it. The guy wants to be our ag commissioner. Every single ag group. I mean, when you get the Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union to agree, you know, the Stockman, the grain, the wheat, the ethanol, the soybeans. I mean, they're all on the same page. This guy's running to be ag commissioner, and he can't even come out and say he's with the entire ag community on the issue. What the heck? I don't get it. But now there's a different take on the polling. That polling suggests that it is actually dangerously close. And actually a little bit of a lead. I mean, statistically insignificantly, but a lead nonetheless. My theory on that, and I'd welcome your opinions on that, is that it's because of the name. You get a call from somebody, are you for clean water, wildlife, and parks? Yes. Oh, thank you very much. I'll plan to vote yes. But the devil is definitely in the details on this money grab, without question. And I think the proponents aren't real smart, too, because I was at the NDSU football game this weekend. And I was at the Sioux hockey game. And, you know, it was a pheasant opener. There were so many things going on. And the Measure 5 folks were dropping off literature at our house. Did you get that? Meant to grab it today because it made a great bit on the Tonight Show or Late Show. I mean, it was, you know, Jimmy Kimmel should have this stuff.
What game did you go to?
I went to the UND hockey game.
Oh, there we go.
And the NDSU Bison football game. Yes. Did I go politically incorrect on you? Let me go a little further into the political incorrect realm, Todd, if you would. It's Columbus Day today. Columbus Day, Columbus Day, Columbus Day. There, I said it. I know I'm completely politically incorrect, and no doubt the vast majority of our audience is affected and no doubt scarred from that, especially those of you in Fargo, because Fargo is considering observing an alternative to Columbus Day. Yes.
Well, you have to admit, we didn't discover America. I mean, it was kind of already here. There were people.
This is coming from Native American leaders. I believe Native American leaders, the same ones who caused a ruckus over the University of North Dakota honoring the Sioux people all those years, at their request, I might add. It's got to be the same folks. It's people who look for things to be outraged about. And by the way, this started at Berkeley. It's made its way to Minnesota. And no surprise, once again, Minnesota is infecting Fargo. Bad idea. 800-228-0550. There you got a little bit of what's on my mind. Now we want to find out what's on yours. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, all to help the state meet the challenges it faces. National security, we're going to talk more about that next hour. Ron Ness takes your calls. Talk to someone from the industry, anything and everything, welcome. And a big, and I mean big announcement at 11 o'clock today. We have the scoop on it. We'll give it to you prior to the event at 11 o'clock, because I have the scoop. $4 billion plant to be announced, a company with 500 employees, and a $4 billion construction project. It basically would take natural gas, put it into liquids, and then into products that you use in all kinds of things, from plastics to clothing to you name it. This is a big, big deal, folks. That announcement will happen at 11 o'clock today at the state capitol. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind, would you, at 800-228-0550. Vincent Kildare is first to go on What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. We're waiting to chat with you. Hey, Vince, take it away.
Hey, how you doing? I've heard both those ads from Cam Carrier and the veteran that critiqued it, and I don't see what the problem is. I did 3 deployments to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan, and if you're going to raise awareness by having a commercial that shows a veteran cemetery, that's fine with me. And if the guy did have a problem with it, if I was offended, the guy that critiqued it did the same thing. He's a veteran and stating he was a veteran and using his veteran status for political ends. So...
yeah, that was the real head-scratcher to me. I didn't get the difference, right, between the supposed outrage, and again, I can't find a vet other than the one I heard in that ad. I don't know if it's an actor or the real deal, but whatever. He's welcome to call, and any other vets are welcome to call. They're upset. As I say, just my little informal poll in Wishing, watching Congressman Kramer interact with veterans there. There was one guy I saw that got upset, and about 6 other guys got so mad they, like, moved in like they were getting ready for fisticuffs to say, leave that ad up. You know, so there was one guy, I remember seeing that, but it was, you know, it was 20 to 1 in favor of the ad. But how is it any different to have a veteran saying, you know, that's a bad ad, and I don't like what Kevin Kramer did? Isn't that the same thing? Help me out here, folks. Ernie and Grand Forks, Vince, thanks for your service. Ernie and Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, how are you this morning?
Great, how are you?
Quick comment for you. Measure 5. Wouldn't it have been nicer if it had been worded so so that that money, instead of being going to the conservancy groups, would go out to all residents of North Dakota so they could use that money to visit these parks, spend the money at the parks that are already here, boosting their budgets by giving them the money, you know, through visits to the parks rather than giving them the money. Think of how much money would suddenly be injected into these parks all over the state rather than doing what they're doing now with this measure.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be for that either, because what they're doing is taking our money and giving it back to us. I don't like them taking 5% of North Dakota's oil extraction tax and then deciding how it could be spent here to buy land and do all kinds of things, mandate the spending. It's a really, really bad idea. If it passed, certainly your idea would be better. But again, parks are affordable to visit in North Dakota. I don't know there needs to be a taxpayer-funded subsidy. This is your money, Ernie. This is your money.
No, I understand that. They're
extracting. Interesting, Ernie. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. TJ in Bismarck, John in Forbes, Bob in Grafton, and others waiting to go. What's on your mind? Let us know today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Scott Hannon here. I want to let you know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan, they've got them. Dodge fan, they've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Announcement at 4 o'clock or 11 o'clock this morning today, rather, is really incredible. And for any of those folks who have their head in the sand, and there are a few out there, even in the middle of the oil patch, I still am amazed at that Williams County County Commission, to tell you the truth, the people in the middle of it act like it's going away. Decisions like this and the billions and billions of dollars that are being invested, it tells you this is going nowhere, folks. Nowhere. And you know what I like about this? It looks like this is called the Badlands NGL, and it's natural gas to liquid, okay? And these folks have experience in development, construction, and management of natural gas liquid to these polyfin products, I think is how you pronounce it. And one of the things I'm most excited about this project, in addition to the fact that it's a $4 billion project, I guess the biggest project ever in North Dakota in a private sector construction project, okay? It's $4 billion, excluding the cost of the ethane gathering and a certain amount of the processing infrastructure just to build the plant. But here's what I'm told from my sources, that 500 employees would be located, the company located in Bismarck. I don't know if the actual plant is located in Bismarck, but there's a lot of local investment in this. So that's pretty extraordinary. It says, here's part of the announcement that I heard about. Let's see here. North Dakota elected officials and North Dakota investors. Strong support. North Dakota business community continues to assist Badlands with ethane aggregation strategies and planning. Badlands has been fortunate to attract many of North Dakota's leading business and community leaders as Badlands investors. How about that? Pretty amazing. More on that announcement at 11 o'clock today, but it's big news. All right, back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. TJ in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I think I got a plan that's going to solve everybody's problem here. I think we should take that money that they want to spend for Measure 5, and I think we should spend it on the diversion project that they want so badly in Fargo. And then when they do that, they should just reroute the Red River on the west side of Fargo, and then Fargo can be part of Minnesota like they always wanted to be. And then Minnesota can have another city, and the western part of the state here won't have to put up with the nonsense that comes out of that part of the state.
I tell you.
Furthermore, I think that, you know, I think they made a mistake when they divvied up the land here. I think it should have been east and west Dakota, because the north and south thing, it kind of doesn't make any sense according to how the people think. The western part of both states kind of see the same, and the eastern parts of both states kind of see the same. So I think we should even go one step further and change it from East Dakota or North and South Dakota to East and West Dakota. That would make more sense to me.
I don't know what to make of South Dakota these days. Some odd things going on down there. But I will say this. I think Fargo think is limited to really Castleton East. I mean, I think Castleton West, you got a whole different way of thinking. And for that matter, Larimore and Amarillo West up north. I think it's, is it the university influence? Is it the Minnesota media market? I don't know, TJ, but it's something to be concerned about. I mean, I use the example of George Sinner, who obviously isn't faring too well in this House race, but George Sinner beat a rock solid business guy in Jim Roars in the last legislative race in North Dakota last November, or 2 years ago, and ends up in the legislative session, right? And then, obviously, uses the Sinner name to go on to run for a U.S. House seat. I mean, that's the kind of things that you need to be concerned about. And right now, Fargo, the Republican Party is rather dysfunctional in Fargo. And it's a small, you know, kind of the same group. I mean, they're good people. I'm not denigrating them, but they just aren't getting it done. And they're being outnumbered by folks on the left, and that has a cost.
Here's what I think it is, Scott, getting back to the, you know, the whole Minnesota thing. I think that that part of the state, you know, all the way up and down the eastern part of the state, I've noticed from being in the National Guard, I was out there for a considerable amount of time and whatnot. But I think that the people there tend to look towards Minneapolis as their cultural center, and then they draw from that influence there. Where out in the western part of the state, who really cares about Minneapolis, you know? People out here don't think that same way.
Yeah, maybe that's it, TJ. I don't care about Minneapolis. I grew up going there. As a Montevideo, Minnesota boy, 2 hours away. We were at a lot of Twins games, Vikings games, Gopher games over the years, and that was our sort of getaway. But it's become a cesspool of politically correct liberalism and really bad government. My take is if I spend time at Fergus Falls or Detroit Lakes or, you know, even down in Alexandria, been to many, many events down in Alexandria, up in Warroad, Roseau, down in southwest Minnesota, it's pretty conservative. I really think the problem is St. Cloud East. I think the media, though, does influence it. Appreciate the call, TJ. John at Forbes, what's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, morning, Scott. I got to agree with you, I think, on that Measure 5. That name is killing us. But what I'm a little bit upset about is I've been getting these ads in the mail for voting yes to number 5, and I've been hearing ads on the radio about this. Where's our opposing side for this to let people know? You know, I'm just kind of curious on that. I mean, I drive trucks and everything else like that, and I don't hear any opposing side to this.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing all television or what. North Dakota's a pretty mobile market, so like yourself, you're behind the wheel. I know they're planning a radio campaign soon, and we've certainly done a lot in the talk radio realm to invite people on. The North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to have some folks on here in a little bit to talk about it. It certainly will come up with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Legislative leaders, ag leaders, business leaders. There's a lot of voices, but as far as ad to ad, good question. I don't know,
yeah.
Sounds like you're not hearing it, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm not at all. But, all right, you have a good day, Scott.
You too. Take care. Appreciate the call. John at Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Back to center ad quickly. Saturday afternoons, I have to leave your station for a very good reason to another station. When you listen to that center ad on the other station, just before it, there's a short little verbal clip. And it's Mr. Heitkamp interviewing Congressman Kramer. And then the center ad comes on. And I thought, now that's interesting. Evidently, Congressman Kramer, he's not afraid to go anywhere and everywhere. You know what I mean? You know?
Oh, sure. No, I think, Congressman Kramer's proven if you want to interview him. In fact, I hear from reporters all the time that are blown away that they actually have a cell phone number. So he's accessible to the media, accessible to folks, and I think that's a smart move. Unlike George Sinner, by the way, who won't come on his program because he's worried about you calling him, John. You know,
that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the Democratic Party playbook right now. Ryan Taylor's doing the same thing. These folks, and it's not us. I'll repeat. Don't want to wind my way to radio rating success. I'm concerned about the listeners. Most listen to a program in the Northern Plains, and they say no, obviously. And by the way, Todd Mitchell. You know, the last time there was a conversation said, tell you what, I'll just tell Scott to take the day off. And they said, nope, don't want to be on in the morning. So
yep.
It's the callers. It's the callers.
That's true. I could throw Scott out of the studio for a day. Nope. All right.
Yeah, rather interesting without question. Thanks. Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I got a question for you on Measure 1. Somebody I know said that if that would pass, that nobody would be able to do IVF anymore, which I find hard to believe, but I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you're
a smart man, Jamie, when you find it hard to believe, because that, like many things about Measure 1, is a complete lie. In fact, one of the people that signed the letter and has been pushing that also called the North Dakota legislature the Taliban. The Taliban. I kid you not. I mean, this is the level of extreme rhetoric they'll go to. Same thing on all the end-of-life stuff. It's all lies from pro-abortion folks. Bottom line.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We're back at the state capitol in Bismarck today, broadcasting live. We're at the state capitol because at 11 today there will be a major announcement, which 550 KFIRE will cover live. We'll offer to the other stations as well, but it'll be live breaking news just a little bit after, probably right. They usually schedule these things for 11. They start a few minutes after, but major announcement today, and what I've heard all weekend and picked up some more details today is it will be the single biggest private sector construction project in the history of North Dakota, $4 billion plant. Can you imagine the ripple effect of that? And what's great about it is it just tells you how much of a game changer the natural gas liquid industry will be, because what it will do is it will take natural gas liquid and convert it into products. Ron Ness will be here to tell us a little bit more about this industry next hour, so we'll learn a little bit more about that and then obviously hear the details of the announcement at 11 today coming up on the program. So look forward to that. We're going to talk a little bit about Measure 5 and a forum that will be held on this in just a moment. First, let me get Bob and Grafton in here. He's been waiting to weigh in for a while at 800-228-0550. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Scott? Thanks for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, we veterans, all we want is to be, you know, acknowledged, respected, and honored. That's it. That's all we look for. Be respected, honored, and acknowledged, and honored above all. Because we honored this country with our service. 1% in this nation serves. You know, when someone says, hey, thanks for your service, you know, well, that goes a little ways, but, you know, it's a lot of people say thanks for your service, and sometimes they don't really need it. But I want you to ask this so-called soldier, the so-called veteran, if you can get him on, which I don't think you can, but if you get him on, I'd like you to ask him two simple questions. Does he feel the same way when he sees this president lay the wreath at Arlington Cemetery? You know, a lot of us active duty soldiers and veterans, they'll serve and obey orders because they're honorable, but they have no respect for this president and his administration because he doesn't respect the military and the soldiers in general. But ask this veteran if he feels the same way when he sees Obama lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington, because that's televised. Secondly, ask him, did he feel disgraced, or how did he feel when he saw Obama give that snappy Marine the latte salute when he came walking down off of Marine One, I think it was. Had a latte in his right hand. That Marine gave him a salute, and he just lifts up his latte. That's the level of respect that we get from this president and his administration. So ask this guy those two questions. How does he feel about the the wreath when he sees his president lay the wreath at Arlington, because that's televised? And how did he feel about the latte salute? And I think it makes no difference whether it's a federal cemetery or a state cemetery or a private cemetery. Veterans should be honored wherever and whenever. So those two questions, I'd love you to ask that guy, because I'd love to hear his response.
Well, we did pull in an all call for any vet that feels this way, and I again want an answer to this question. How is George Sinner using a veteran in an ad for political purposes different than what he's accusing Congressman Kramer of doing? That's what I'm really confused about. But it's been very difficult to find veterans upset about it. I think this is a political ploy that's been manufactured, is what I think, in the way of an ad. David, on our Facebook page, Air Force retired, says George Sinner's very negative ads, in fact, make him the one who is offending veterans. I'm quite disgusted by the ads, and they've only been running for a few days. All right, David, appreciate the call. A lot of other calls, questions, and comments regarding Measure 5 issue. We're going to get to you with our guests. They include Pete Hannabit. Pete is a regular of ours, Director of Public Policy at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We'll update us on progress on the campaign against Measure 5. We already had a question come in for Pete on this. And lock Pete in, if you would, Nathan. And let's make sure we don't lose him. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you this morning?
Great. And we also have Nevada Turbeville with us with the North Dakota Farm Bureau as well. And he's going to talk about a Measure 5 NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau forum that's going to be held on this issue as well. Nevada, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let's take a couple of calls, if we could, first from folks that have called in and get your comments, and then I want to hear about this forum as well. Here's one that came in during the break.
Hey, Scott. I wonder if the people really understand that North Dakota has the most wildlife refuges of any state, the most, waterfowl production areas over any other state. Now, how are these guys going to increase that clean water and all that stuff? They show a lady or a person on TV taking water out of the tap and saying that's clean water. You can see that is, that house is located in town. So they're using city water that's filtered and their own chemicals added to it. So I don't understand. As far as Ryan Taylor, he wants to be a career politician. Look at the last part of his ad where it says he'll let the people take care of the land. By his Democratic views, is he considering the EPA as the people wanting to govern all the water that pools and things like that? Just a little bit of food for thought. Great program, Scott.
All right. Thanks for the food for thought. And how about that? The Farm Bureau is here to comment on that caller's food for thought. So, Pete, you want to take that one first? And then, Nevada, why don't you tell us about this forum?
Yeah, where to start? It is true that we have the highest duck population ever. We have this great record of being good stewards here. And the idea that we are going to have more or need more of those areas is somewhat shaky, to say the least, because we have a great pelican breeding population here and all this. And the supposition is that we somehow need more parks, even though the size of our parks has grown. In spite of the fact that parks, newly designated parks, haven't been assigned, but the size of them has grown. So we have kept up with these things over the years, and obviously we have the biggest duck population ever. Why do we need more, and how does spending $300 million every 2 years help that, other than just some groups from outside North Dakota buying land and driving our farmers out of business? And so it's not even a leap of faith. It is a stretch of reality to talk about this is going to preserve clean water. This is going to give us more ducks. This is going to give us more habitat. They can't. They don't have a plan for any of this. And it is a challenge for me to accept some of the proposals or the suppositions that these folks leap to in saying that if you pass Measure 5, these things will happen. It is to say the least, a stretch of reality.
All right. Nevada, tell us about this NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau forum you're going to hold specifically on Measure 5.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, 14th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's we're going to hold it in the Memorial Union at the Century Theater right on campus there. We've been working pretty hard this last couple weeks. We've just kind of, I guess, just since the election's coming up so soon that we're kind of pushed for time. But we're going to have three people for the measure, proposed measure, and then three people against it. And it's going to be a moderated debate, and the audience will have an opportunity to ask questions, write down their questions, and then we'll ask them. And, yeah, that's, I guess, pretty much the scheme of it, I guess.
That sounds good. Now, on the campus of NDSU, Memorial Union, and that's, you said, 5 to 7 tomorrow night?
Yep.
And did you have trouble finding people in favor of this thing? I mean, that's been my thing. I see the poll results that claim it's close, but I can't find anybody in favor of it. Where'd you find them?
Well, I just sent emails to the main people for it, or the main organization supporting it, and then just a message for to the coalition or their website. And I've been kind of talking back and forth with Ducks Unlimited representatives, and they kind of helped quite a bit to get people lined up. So
good. Glad you did that, and that'll be a good service for not only the students there, obviously, but anybody that wants to attend and get some more information about it. Are you planning on videotaping that so we can all see it if we have to be in other ends of the state?
Yes, we're going to videotape it tomorrow night, and then I guess we'll figure out how to get it online somehow.
Perfect. That sounds good. Some other calls waiting to weigh in on Measure 5. Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, so one of the things that I'm wondering is I'm hoping that the Dole campaign gets more people out there to kind of express what's going on. I've had so many people that have told me they don't know what's going on with this measure. They think that it's so much better than what it is. And one thing that I'm really disturbed about is that Phil Mitchell goes out and puts his name on the Yes campaign, and I'm hoping that farmers out there tell Bill Mitchell, hey, guess what? You're not hunting my property anymore after this. Thank you.
Yeah, and Tim's comment, Pete, is not unusual. We had somebody call before you were on the air, too, saying, hey, all this pro Measure 5 stuff is out there, but there's not much in the way of advertising on the no side. What's the plans there? Do you know? Did we lose Pete? I think we lost Pete, so we're going to have to hook Pete back up, Nathan, and I don't know why we have him on the regular line here, because we lose him, don't we? You have to lock that in, but figure that out, Nathan, if you would. Nathan, subbing today for Sven Snerdly back at the What's on Your Mind World Headquarters. Donald in Minot, what is on your mind?
Yeah, it's on this Measure 5. Now, from what I've been gathering, there's a lot of conservative groups that support this, and they also own land in North Dakota that is now conservative-type land.
When you say conservative groups support it, what conservative groups are you talking about?
Conservation.
Yeah, again, though, that's a term that gets thrown around a little loosely as well.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Pete's back. I'm going to give him a chance to... So specifically, your question is, what groups are sponsoring it, and are these the same groups that already own land? Is that your question?
No, it's about the conservative groups or conservation groups that own these lands. They pay property tax on these lands now, I believe. I'm not sure. But if they do, will they sell this same land to the state so that the state will own the land where they don't have to pay property tax on it anymore, so that they make money from selling the land to the state, make money from not having to pay property tax on it, that they can use the money for to go to other places to do whatever.
All right. Pete, you want to take that one?
I think the caller brings up a very good point. There is not a plan for what will happen with the huge amounts of money that this would generate. And until there is a plan, I don't know that we need to buy a pig and a poke. And so the caller's claim is a distinct possibility that the outside groups, what he called conservation groups, the outside groups could buy land and then sell it back to the state. So use taxpayer money to buy land and sell it back to the state, make money off of it, and then go somewhere else and spend that money elsewhere.
Yeah, and hang on to your wallet, folks, all with your money, and they're doing the flipping. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good morning, Scott. My question for the morning is, why are they sending our military over to where the Ebola is? And if the nursing assistant had hazmat on and still got Ebola, why are not our military equipped with that to prevent, plus perhaps respirators? Thank you.
They're all good questions, very good questions, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I'm amazed that the President of the United States makes the case for the United States being involved in a military ground troop, literally our soldiers as disease police on the ground of West Africa. But ISIS, we can continue to let roam darn near free and, you know, make the progress they're making while we sit on the couch and press a button or two on some airstrikes. It's staggering to me. Appreciate the call. 10 before the top of the hour. By the way, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. You can find them online at highplainsapache.com. We always encourage you to just stop and see the good folks there. They're in Mandan. They're in Fargo as well, down at the Frontier. And they have one focus. It's sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction. And they've always got a used sprayer or two on hand if you want to save a couple of bucks, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity with 90-foot booms, some used pull-type sprayers right now, a few used Apaches. Take a look at them at highplainsapache.com. And don't forget, they have that new ET Ag Center. And that means they're your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the industry. Stop in today. High Plains, Apache, Mandan, Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, back to, I just let you wrap up. If you had anything else you wanted to raise on that from that caller, Pete, you know, the other issue that has come up is you know, okay, taking tax dollars that are mandated to be spent buying land and then flipping it to the feds. So you'd have more land off limits and making a profit on it with state tax dollars. So take state tax dollars, buy land, flip it at a profit to the feds, bought and paid for with more taxpayer dollars. You can't make this up. But that's darn scary.
And that's been a history with certain groups in other areas, too. And so I would expect that if Measure 5 would pass, that we would see that same methodology used here. Since there isn't a plan, that is kind of what makes you nervous, that we really don't know what we're going to get out of Measure 5 other than a blank checkbook for the sponsoring groups to do what they want with, and that is not well defined. So it is a sad thing that we've even got this to consider. It's great that our collegiate group at NDSU is doing the forum, and our Dickinson State Club is doing the same, and it's great to see the college kids that are in both of those clubs doing such a wonderful job of hosting these forums to let people not just on campus but around the state understand more of what's going on here with Measure 5. So both of our collegiate clubs are doing a great job, and you just can't be more proud of the college kids that are doing this. They're truly great young leaders.
Pete Hanabit from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and Nevada Turbeville from the North Dakota Farm Bureau Collegiate Farm Bureau that will be hosting a forum tomorrow night, 5 to 7 at NDSU in the Memorial Union. Nevada, what if somebody asked you your thoughts on Measure 5, what worries you most about it?
Just kind of like Pete's saying, I mean, we really don't know what they're going to use the money for or where it's going to go to. If they go to buy land for collegiate kids that want to go into the field of ag and they don't have a certain amount of land to go back to and start farming or ranching, it'll be next to impossible to get any land or buy any land. Because there's no way coming out of college you can compete with, 5% of the oil extraction tax to try to buy land to start up your own farm or ranch or business or anything, really. And I was just kind of looking at some stuff this morning. It puts the funded measure will be like five, or it'll be the sixth highest state-funded thing, and that puts it ahead of NDSU and just right behind UND. So I think putting maybe a conservation thing in front of maybe some of the education stuff is probably the best thing for college students either.
Yeah, so think about that. What Nevada's saying is that with the dollars they'd get, they would be, like the sixth biggest state agency recipient of state funds, and putting them just behind NDSU, just ahead of UND, right in the middle between those two institutions. You think about the value of those two leading research institutions to higher education in North Dakota, and think what they're asking for is to just, you know, launch themselves into that position. It's pretty staggering. Jeff in Minot with a comment. Go ahead, Jeff. You're up.
Yeah, Scott. Dave, we're seeing all kinds of advertising in all the media in favor of Measure Number 5. I don't recall seeing anything in opposition to Measure Number 5. And so I'd ask your guy from Farm Bureau there, what things can they do, maybe even partnering up with their more liberal friends in the North Dakota Farmers Union, to get together and buy some advertising in opposition to this Measure 5. Your guy there from Dickinson State brought up an excellent point, and this is one of the hugest risks of this whole measure, is that there's going to be so much cash available to these groups. They will be able to artificially inflate the price of land so much that nobody can afford to get into farming. Those old guys that have been farming for years and years and are looking for retirement, they're going to get a fat check waved under their nose. It's going to be hard to resist.
Yeah, and Jeff, you should know that Ducks Unlimited's put in like $2 million. That's why you're hearing all those ads. But, Pete, what about the point of combating it? What's the plan
for
it?
Yeah, we are in a coalition with the Farmers Union, with all the major ag groups, with most of the business groups. The coalition has well over 60 groups in it that are combating this. And as Scott pointed out, it is tough to counter the money that DU and Pheasants can put in this. When they can put in several million, we could bankrupt a lot of grassroots membership organizations, whether it's ag organizations.
So, go to work, folks, neighbor to neighbor. Pete, Nevada, thanks a ton. We're out of time. We'll talk to you soon. And, again, talk to your neighbors about this. Get engaged. It's an important issue. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.